The message reads as SOS, meaning save our souls. A promising start if you deciphered that correctly. Telegraph operators on board Titanic also sent the message CQD, which stands for Come Quick Danger. As the experience begins, the guests discover that they've been transported to the shore of a river next to a dock. The canoe floats gently on a flowing river. The guests can see their hands and can control them with ease. The guest is greeted by a friendly, disembodied voice represented by a glowing sphere of particles.
Hello there. My name is Clara, and I will be your guide on this journey. It's beautiful here, isn't it?
Clara waits as the guests take in their surroundings.
How old is he? First the donkey, now the man? Well, let me see. He was at school with my son, not the same year though, the year above, I think. So that will make him 35. Although anybody would be forgiven for thinking he's older. No humour, that one. Old for his age. Not like my boy, so full of life.
You say he was at school with your son, so he's been here all his life then?
Marina tries to sound casual.
He lives with his parents up on the ridge there.
The man points above the houses to the skyline.
Hey, Yanni, there's a lady asking after you here.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, a person's conscience is not determined by a majority rule. It's up to you to ensure that the guilty pay for their crimes and that justice is served for the victim. The fate of this case is now in your hands.
Down by the river, Padre put the boy down, shucked his boots, pulled his tunic over his head and lowered his trousers.
Come on, then.
He stepped into the frigid waters. It's cold, the boy said, with naught but a toe immersed.
Aye, and here I thought you were growing up to be a big, strong lad. Guess you're still at the wee mite whining age.
Unlike many such breeds, they still had their tails. He was shocked when he discovered Dobermans aren't born with stumps. He couldn't understand how anyone could chop off a puppy's tail shortly after birth. What kind of person would do that to a dog? Knockout unwrapped the parcel and tossed the meat at his dogs. He'd been excited since the thought first occurred to him to feed his dogs a human heart.
When the pair of you were small, it was he who maintained the nighttime vigil every time that you were ill. I often caught him sitting watching you sleep, more so before he went away. Yes, I know he was hard on you, especially when you kept beating him when you were running and doing sports together. The old fool thought he was losing his touch and trained even harder just to keep up with you.
His hair was dark, pulled back in a tidy queue, and his eyes, sweet heavens, his eyes were the colour of a cloudless summer day.
May I take your cloak to dry by the fire?
His voice was deep and smooth. She imagined he had asked that question countless times.